Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PRSA. This is the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. And I'm your host, Veronica Sofer with Veronica V. Sofer Public Relations. I'm so excited to be here with you because I get the opportunity to introduce you to some of our outstanding PRSA Houston chapter members. Our goal when we get together like this is to connect you so that when we are together in person or we get an opportunity to bump into each other at events throughout our community, we've got some familiarity amongst ourselves, and it's a great way to network and connect with folks. So I'm really excited about my guest today. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on right now. We've got Mike O'Neill joining us. Hello.
Good day. I thought it was PRSA, say, but no.
PRSA.
Okay.
See what we did there? Yeah, it you got to be quick. It's the PRSA.
Very clever. It works.
Yeah, it actually played really, really well. So, hey, Mike, so nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Mike O'Neill. I am the current Director of Public Relations for TDECU, which is the largest credit union in Houston, the fourth largest in Texas. And previous to me getting into the corporate communications, which we're going to be talking all about, I actually worked for nearly 25 years in a broadcast television industry.
Got it. So you crossed over and came over to the bright side of things.
You know, it's like I see it as like working both sides of those press releases that we're always sending out. The ones who receive them and the ones who write them. And, you know, always trying to figure out that sweet spot on how to write. When I'm writing the press releases now, I'm like, okay, if I were still producing, what would I want to see? What would get me to pay attention to this one?
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. I love it.
I have a feeling maybe I'm already jumping in.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a perfect segue. That's certainly what it is we were going to talk about. So it is a jump and it's a leap because some of us were trained journalists. And so we worked in the space, whether it was print or however it worked out for us. And then when we ended up on the PR side, there was a little bit of a transition. And so I really am interested in how it is you were able to find that sweet spot and make it work, especially since you're in the corporate communication space, which is different than the nonprofit or government space, but you still have the same task of creating messaging that was going to attract media.
Yeah. It's, you know, it is a little tricky and I'm corporate, but you know, I think it does need to be said that TDCU being a credit union, we are nonprofit.
True.
So I'm not only figuring out that sweet space, I'm figuring out the sweet space between standard corporate communications and the nonprofit communications and stuff. But and I'll tell you, the truth be told, these are details that I'm still working out. I'm actually, this is a new position. Mm-hmm. TDCU did not have a director of public relations. I was brought on to for this position and originating it. So. There's, you know, so I'm still myself in learning phase. I just crossed over 6 months in this position. So,
well, that's very awesome. So what are some of the challenges in the first 6 months of the new job that you have stumbled upon?
Well, certainly this is actually the largest corporation that I've ever worked for, largest company I've ever worked for. We have 900 employees in TDCU. And so what I'm really learning is, working with teams, you know, working with teams and the delineation. Now, previous to this, I was actually marketing communications manager for Metro National, which is the real estate company that owns and operates all of Memorial City.
Got it.
So for those folks here in Houston, when you're driving down I-10 and you have all those buildings in the Memorial City area colored the same color, you know, lights, that's all of Memorial City. So that involved multifamily units, the mall, retail, you know, land, you know, the business offices. So that, you know, was a big responsibility, but there was only four or five members in our office for all the marketing communications for all the events that we did. So now when I've come over here to TDCU, much larger, And consequently, so there's a lot more, there are more people there dealing with, you know, kind of to help you. And so, you know, so in a lot of ways, it's been really good because things that I used to feel like overwhelmed because I've got to take this, I've got to write the press release, I've got to make the reach out, I've got to, you know, make the initial contacts in addition to other marketing and the planning. A lot of those have been delegated to other people. Mm-hmm. And so now my biggest challenge early on, which is a blessed challenge to have, I think, is, you know, figuring out, okay, what are the limits of my responsibilities? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what am I supposed to oversee? And also letting go of what I used to do. So when I first got here, my first instinct, I don't even remember what the story was that we were going to do. And I said, well, you know what? I think we should maybe go ahead and write a press release about that. Let's see if we can get a little media attention to, you know, to this project that we're working on. And, you know, one of the people who works under me, she says, okay, I got it. And she was on it. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I made the suggestion with the idea that I was going to be doing it. And, you know, it's like, oh, no, there's someone here to help us with the writing. And now, you know, I in a supervisory position, I'm kind of like overlooking and helping kind of guide. And that's been, you know, one of my biggest challenges because mm-hmm. I really like to get hands on. I like to do the writing
sure.
and doing everything I can to get as much attention as possible.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And leadership can be a challenge, right? Because sometimes I can do it faster if I just do it myself. I know it's in my head,
yes.
but yes. a good leader can articulate what their vision is and then let their team go and execute it. And so
exactly. And trusting in that team. And I do, we have a really great team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, to the point now where it's like, I come back and I'm like, hey, this is really good, but let's make these changes. And, you know, they're very receptive to them. And I realize it's like the changes that I'm suggesting, you know, as I'm making, I'm like, oh, this comes from the fact that I've had 25 years of looking at press releases coming mm-hmm. at me and, you know, another 5 years of writing the press releases to go out and, you know, trying to catch other people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes complete sense. I'm with you.
PR Say is brought to you by Veronica V. Soper Public Relations. We design and execute personal visibility strategies for businesses, organizations, authors, and entrepreneurs who are ready to uplevel their brands and leverage earned media to legitimize their place in the niche. Visit us at veronicavsoper.com or connect on LinkedIn.
So switching gears just a little bit, you have so much experience on the other side. Mm-hmm. What are some of the tips or the strategies that you share with your folks on your team and then maybe people that you're mentoring on how to get your press release looked at when there's so much noise in a newsroom? I mean, they're just being inundated from not just emails, but tweets, and they're you know, watching social media. How do you suggest people cut through all that noise with their press release?
Well, you know, there's really, I don't think I'm going to say anything that's actually really going to make people say, oh, okay, right? So when I tell people, it's like, hey, you know, what's key to good press release? What's really going to catch their attention? And I say, you need to give them the hook to hang the story on. You know, mm-hmm. it's very basic, but it's basic and it's the first rule for a reason. It's because that's what you've got to do. That headline in the subject, in the subject line for an email, it has to be very obvious. You have to, you know, in the subject line, the headline, the first opening paragraph, all have to be designed to catch their eyes and make people say, okay, this is something that I want to pay attention to. And mm-hmm. it can be very easy to fall into a formulaic, starting with almost throwing the boilerplate up at the top, you know, where you could just say like, did ECU, Houston's largest credit union with more than $4.7 billion in assets, is going to be breaking ground. It's like, nobody reads that far. You know,
yeah.
But if you say, you know, TDECU is expanding its footprint with a brand new ground, with a groundbreaking for a new member center in Victoria, which is, you know, a press release we just put out, which didn't get as much attention as I wanted to, but not for the lack of us trying. But, you know, it's, you know, it really is the basics are work because that's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And sometimes it is just back to the basics because we put a little extra bells and whistles and no one's got time for that. I mean, we're just in a 24-hour news cycle these days. What are some tips?
And I'm sorry, I was just going to go on to say, after that, after you get the basics, after you get the hook, you have to make it, I don't want to say idiot-proof because I don't want to disparage any of the producers. Yeah. They'll be looking at the press releases. But the thing is that having been on the other side, I know that as a producer, I would want to go in and just, it's like, if I have to, you know, copy paste, rearrange maybe a little bit, you know, just, you've got to get that AP style down. You've got to make it so that, you know, for the overworked producers or the staff writers who don't have a lot of time, or they're really just trying to feed the beast and fill the copy, and it's out there. It's the unfortunate reality of a lot of what we do and what the people who are producing the news are facing. So, you know, copying, pasting, putting it in, it's not the best way to handle these things, but at the same time, it's the reality of what happens. And so it's our responsibility as PR professionals to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward so that they can trust that when they receive a press release from your company, that they know that it's going to be solid, usable, and to pass the standards.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. That's absolutely true. And trust is the key word there. If you can build trust with local media, then you're going to be able to be more successful in your organization and then any other future organizations that you support. So I love that you said that.
And I think, too, when you're talking about building those relationships, sometimes the pressure comes from on high. Where, you know, there's a sense of it's like, if we build it, they will come. And you're always being asked to, it's like, you know, when certainly in my situation, having come from, you know, I've been actually not only in news for 25 years, it was 19 of the years were here in Houston. Mm-hmm. So I have a very deep connections to the Houston media market. And so whenever anything big is coming up, they're like, hey, could you call your friends? Could you call your reporter friends to try and do that? And I am, you know, and so I don't want them to dread my phone calls.
Sure.
So I want to make sure that if I'm going to be pitching a story to them directly, yes, I'll send an email out for everything. But when I'm picking up the phone call, I want them to know that, hey, this is a story you're really going to like. That's really going to make it worth your while.
Yeah, no, that's great advice, Mike. Such great advice. Well, listen, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with you. What is the best way to reach out to you and make sure that you stay connected with some of our other members?
Well, of course, there is LinkedIn is very solid. And so it's, boy, you know what? Now that I think about it out loud, I'm gonna take a moment to type here and maybe you can cover me with the graphic.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure, and listeners, just so you know, we always put in the show notes how to connect with our guests, because the whole objective of the podcast is to connect with one another so that we can grow our chapter and really be strong in the Houston chapter, because we know that networking is key to success, whether you're trying to get stories or just trying to be able to put projects together. So that's what it's all about.
So part of the shaky can there for a moment, but I had to double check that I had it right, that it is LinkedIn/IN/ Mike O'Neill, MikeOneell 2348.
Got it. No worries. We will make sure we put a link in there. Well, thank you, Mike. I so enjoyed our chat together. I thought you had some
time. Great tips. I've got so much more to say.
I know. It's crazy. Well, hey, the good news is everyone who wants to finish the conversation next time we're in an in-person event will be able to come right up to you and say, okay, what else did you have to say about that?
Can I just give one more?
Absolutely.
One more last thing. You know, another piece of advice that always comes, you know, we talked a lot about the mechanics for press releases and stuff, but career-wise, the best thing that you can do is just be nice to everyone. Keep those connections. Don't burn any bridges. Because I will tell you that for us, like the past, moving out of TV news and moving into the corporate communications, I could not have done it except for the people who knew me because they worked with me in the past. You know, I'm in this position because I was brought on by someone who said, hey, I worked with you when you were with Laura Whitley. She was a reporter at Channel 13. She worked and I worked together very well when I was a producer. And when we also worked a couple things together after I got out, and that was why she thought of me. And, you know, getting out, my first job out of TV news was because of the fact that I had built relationships with people. And you never know when those are going to pay off, but keep those connections, keep up with the networking. Sorry for taking up too much of your time.
No, you are and that's a great way to end the show, because that's literally what we're trying to do here with this podcast, is stay networked and connected. So connect with Mike O'Neill. He is on LinkedIn. The show notes will have all the information you need. And hey, Mike, it was great chatting with you. I can't wait to see you in person.
I'm looking forward to meeting you in person as well.
Thanks so much. All right, Houston chapter of PRSA. See, there I go with the wordplay. So excited to connect. I cannot wait to meet everybody in person. We've got more and more events. Make sure you're checking our chapter Facebook page as well as the website. And of course, the newsletter that comes out, you're going to find out all the fantastic things the chapter is doing. Make sure you get connected. This is the best way to make sure that you are tapping into the professional network that you have. So with that, we're going to wrap up this episode. If you are listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and my guest and I will circle back and connect. And with that, I will send you off with good wishes.